Hello, world. This is the Know Your Place podcast, and this is episode 60. On this week's episode, I'm preparing a month ahead of time for Cinco de Mayo. Now, on this week's episode, I wanted to talk about Mexican cultural references. I've had quite a few friends from Mexico, and I thought it would be interesting to sort of talk about different things that shaped my perception of what we would call Mexican culture. So, So I want to start off and talk about a comedian that was born in San Diego, but he's not technically from Mexico, although his parents were. His name is Gabriel Iglesias. And, you know, a lot of his jokes are American jokes to a degree, but some of the stuff he talks about, when he talks about sort of the neighborhoods he's lived in growing up and stuff like that, his jokes very much sort of come back to sort of what I perceive Mexican culture to be like. You know, when he talks about driving down the road and somebody shouting out at him, "Hey, orle, hey, ese," you know, stuff like that. You know, I generally see them as I generally see Mexican culture as very, you know, you talk to your neighbors on your street. You know, no one's afraid to talk to their neighbors. And it's sort of interesting. And that's not to say that growing up in American culture, we're not that way, but we are definitely a little more reserved, you know. So it is kind of interesting to see that. And he makes jokes about himself being overweight. And as we know now, Mexico is almost as obese as America, or I think it might be passing it soon. So, you know, and the food, I mean, it's just killer. There's no reason why. There's no wonder why. I mean, it's beef and cheese, and it's wonderful. And that's why, you know, there's having a bit of a problem. When I think of, I think of Gabriel Iglesias, you know, a guy who is a lot like me as another American, but, you know, sort of grows up with a different background and really loves to eat the food, and, you know, it's just very silly. A lot of Mexican people I know are just very silly people and very friendly and very hardworking, you know, and it's just, you know, they're quite a hoot, a lot of my friends. The other thing that really, really sort of defines the culture for me is a dish, taquitos. You know, you just take that tortilla, you roll it up, you fry it, and there's cheese, a nice little cheese sauce go on it. That's it right there. That's the stuff, you know, and I could eat Mexican food all day long. I really could. That's one thing that really makes me want to go, is just for the food. I just would like to go there and eat the food all day. I'd probably get very fat, but, you know, and they have great seafood dishes as well. And I love some fish tacos. And I love the food. I really do. I absolutely love the food. The other thing I sort of think about when I think about Mexican culture is actually pre-Spanish takeover. I think a lot about different Aztecian references, you know, when you see the sort of the murals and the paintings and the ancient temples and things. You know, it seems like, you know, obviously there are some Mexican people that are just straight out Spanish heritage, but a lot of them, you know, have a mixture. They're mestizos, and that's just cool, man. I mean, I think it's almost kind of cooler, whereas in America, you know, there are definitely people with some native heritage, don't get me wrong, but I don't think the percentage of intermingling is quite as much as America. So, you know, it's very, I think it would almost be cool to have sort of native ancestors and, you know, feel more connection to the land, perhaps, in a way. I think of that. And like I said before, I definitely think of hardworking people. I mean, I think people just really tough as nails farmers go out there in the heat and grind away for a very small return, but they're tough as nails. They'll just work so hard. They'll work so much harder than I would probably. You know, there's a reason I don't live much farther south. I live in the middle of America. I could not live in Mexico. It's too hot for me. I couldn't do it. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how anybody ekes it out there and produces all the stuff they do. I'm very impressed, you know, all the time. In fact, my car was built in Mexico, and I'm very impressed with it. You know, I mean, it's just, it's very, very interesting. So the other thing I think of is I read this book. It was a very interesting book. It was called Death in Veracruz. And basically, it was about a reporter who was uncovering, you know, a bit of how the local corruption ring worked. And, you know, there's just vendettas, people murdering people, people, you know, going out and doing crazy things with being able to prostitutes, hanging out in town squares, lots of crime. But then, like, you know, the oil companies are totally embezzling money, but then at the same time, they're providing all of the food for the rural poor farm people. You know, it's just, it was exactly what I pictured Mexico to be like. And, you know, it's almost like, I really do feel bad for Mexico, you know, because I love the Mexican people. And again, I love a lot of these traditions. I love their siestas and their dances and their, you know, the way the women carry themselves. And like I said, most of the men, I think, are just hardworking, tough as nails kind of guys. But their culture is so, their government is so screwed. It's so corrupt, so out of control. It seems beyond fixing. You know, and it's really sad because they're so interesting. Such an interesting culture. That's another thing I'll get into later on. So, yeah, and then the next thing, of course, is the spice. All their food is hot. Not all of it. But they definitely know how to whip up something spicy if you want it spicy. And I can't tell you the number of times I've, you know, joked around, been in a restaurant around here that's run by real Mexican folk, and I say, hey, what's up with this? It's kind of soft. And then they'll come out and burn my mouth off. You know? But, you know, that's, they're just jokesters and good-natured people, most of them. So I love it. You know, it's, I love it very much, you know. So the other thing I wanted to say is, and this may sound very terrible, but, you know, when Dos Equis ran those ads with the most interesting man in the world, I understand the guy's obviously not Mexican, but like, I haven't met a Mexican person that doesn't have a very interesting story. I do believe they are very interesting types of people. There's always a story like, one of my friends I met when I was working in a grocery store, his family, you know, was from Ciudad Juarez, you know, and the stories he would tell, you know, it's just like, man, that's crazy. You know, just this, and the stories of survival of so many of them that I've met, it's just, yeah, my siblings were killed, but I'm here trying to work, make a living. I send money back to my family when I can, you know, just very, very tough as nails sorts of people, you know, and yeah, I've seen this, I've seen that kind of corruption, I've seen that kind of thing, and it's just very tough as nails, hardworking people, and I just wish their country would get a little better for them. I wish their government was run a little better. I wish things were a little less corrupted. So the next sort of thing that really shaped my opinion of Mexico was in the show Weeds, which obviously takes place in California, but there are scenes where they cross over into Mexico because she falls in love with the mayor of Tijuana, and you see her at these extravagant things in Mexico, but you know, there's the corruption again, it's all around. There's people trying to take people down everywhere, and, you know, the main character's son ends up murdering some figure that's shady and gets away with it and flees. I mean, and that's sort of what it's like, right? There is a bit of a vendetta streak in Mexico, and it's really sad. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand why vendettas exist and why people participate in them, but, you know, you gotta let it go at some point. You can't be in a vicious cycle of vendettas. I mean, look at Northern Ireland. Look at, you know, South Africa or Zimbabwe. You know, you gotta let it go at some point. Look at the Hatfields and the McCoys. You know, that's something else I sort of pictured in Mexico having is, again, you know, corrupt mayor, you know, comes in, mates up with this American drug dealer, you know, has this crazy political handler. The political handler gets married by drug dealer's son. You know, they flee the country. I did say and get away with it because that's just how it is. That's, you know, that is it, Mexico. It's kind of like one giant soap opera, but I love it. It's very fascinating. I just don't know if I could live around it. And then another movie that really shaped my perception of Mexico was when I was in college, I saw the movie El Mariachi, and that was actually made and shot in Mexico by somebody from LA. And it's about a guy who's just a mariachi singer, but gets confused for this major mastermind criminal because they both carry around mariachi cases. And it's really cool. It's an insane off the rails movie and I love it. And, you know, I love the mariachi band. Some people hate that when they go out to eat, but I love them. And it's just so crazy. You know, I mean, well, that's Mexico for you. You know, there's just, it's hard to predict what's going to happen next. You know, one minute you're just trying to play mariachi music, and then the next minute, you know, there's all kinds of crazy crap happening, you know. You know, that's just how it is. That's how it is. I think it's really cool. And then another movie that I found really shaped my my perception was the movie Stand and Deliver, which is actually set in East Los Angeles in a predominantly Mexican neighborhood. But, you know, all the main characters are sort of that Mexican background. Again, their parents are really hardworking but very poor. And their students are all trying to study up to pass the calculus exam to get into better colleges. And that's the thing, you know. And they're always throwing around these funny cracks at each other, including the teacher. But some people see the teacher a bit as a ball breaker. And that's what I love about it. You know, I just the hardworking, the tough struggle. And the Mexican people, they know how to struggle. And that's what I think of Mexican culture, struggle. They will win. They will succeed by working hard. It's so amazing. I have so much respect for it. And finally, the last thing I wanted to talk about is the Mexican national soccer team, and particularly the goalkeeper, Manuel Ochoa. That dude just epitomizes Mexico to me. He's got the wavy hair, the pretty face, and is just a ruthless goaltender. Just almost take the ball off your foot type, you know, and gosh, it's so beautiful to watch. And I'm praying one day we'll get to see them win a title, just to see that guy win a title, because he is just so fascinating to watch. The athleticism, the size, the way he looks, you know, it's amazing. So anyway, that's what I think of sort of Mexican culture. And I really have a lot of close friends that, you know, are from Mexican heritage or, you know, from Mexico. And I absolutely love it. I just, it's a bit of a violent place too. And, you know, hopefully one day it'll become less of a violent place. Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments section. And as always, keep listening to the Know Your Place podcast. Peace.